Well, I feel kind of stupid because I actually just set all this gear up to do a review for Sound Radix's new plug-in auto-align post, and I go to look at the iPad again and not compatible with my software. You have to have Pro Tools, at least version 10. I don't have Pro Tools. I have Pro Tools first. So I'll still walk around a little bit. The idea of this was to have a wireless mic and have my makeshift boom mic. It's not a real boom mic, but it's what I got. I usually rent stuff if I need it. But I don't know. We'll see. If you guys want some test files to use, this is a very reverberant room. It has a nice amount of echo. And anyway, I can't review something that I can't use, right? But hey, at least I can make you guys aware of it because it is a very cool tool. It falls right in line with audio software that I think is innovative and very useful. You know, the scenario of having two different microphones or more, and actors or whoever moving around. Very common scenario, very tedious task to take care of. So let me move around a little bit and test this thing out. I don't know if I'm still on camera or not, but so I'm in a different location right here. And I'm not sure if the mic is sensitive enough, but we'll see. Also, I have air conditioner going on. So we got crickets, we have room echo, room reverb, we have an air conditioner. Let's see how good this thing works when I walk around a little bit. Check, check, check. See, my back was to it then, but now it's not. Check, check, check. So, like I said, I was really looking forward to reviewing this, and I forgot it was AAX only. So, sorry, Sound Radix. I call this video something like, well, the problem is I don't know how well it works, but people are saying it works well, so I can either take their word for it. I'm walking around again now. I can either take their word for it and be a, and just tell people to demo it. And yeah, I think that's what I'll do. I'm gonna just say, look, this product needs to be tried out before you drop $300 on it. Right now there's a $250 intro price. But the bottom line is, if this works, that $300 is nothing, because again, time is money. And this is one of the most tedious things that you can do with post-production audio. And yeah, so anyway, how good does this work? Oh, by the way, that was actually one of my problems with the original Auto Align, was that I actually was doing audio post on a interview, and it worked really well on the one setting when you know, the host was talking. But then when the guest was talking, the phase alignment went way out of whack. So I think that this plugin fixes that. And I look forward to the time when they release this in VST format, if they ever do, which hopefully they do sometime this year. But either way, look, they know their audience. They know that most, you know, true professionals are using Pro Tools. So it made more sense to put it out. And I'm hitting the wireless pack, so hopefully that didn't disturb anything. But anyway, they know their audience. They know who's going to pay $300 for this. There's people complaining that this thing's overpriced. No, it's not. No, they could sell this for $500 or more and still sell a lot of them, because, again, this is something that can take, depending on how long your video or film is, it could take days to do this. So if this thing works as advertised, which I'm going to keep testing right now, if this thing works as advertised, $300 is chump change. Bottom line, it is. And that's another point. I'm going to go on a little rant right here, and that is people who they kind of mess the industry up, where you could even make some money working on independent projects, and now people, you know, want to do these very tedious tasks and all this work for nothing. And it's like, really? You know, so like, anybody that wants to complain that my mic stand is not tall enough, there's a donate button. I love my microphone, but it's not a boom mic. It's not a shotgun mic. It's got a wider cardioid pickup pattern, which is actually probably really good for this test. So, or this non-test. This is probably too far away. So, but yeah, the issue is multiple microphones, actors moving around, the boom itself moving because you don't have like a perfectly steady hand, and phase issues with all those multiple microphones. By the way, this thing's supposed to work up to like 130 feet, so you could have somebody that's that far away, like the microphone. That's pretty cool. So, again, I feel like an idiot for setting all this up and not even realizing, but hey, at least you all know that this product now exists if you haven't already. And let me know if you are able to try it out, if it works out for you, but hopefully I'll be able to actually review it sometime later this year, if not early next year. So thanks for watching. This has been Adam for RealHomeRecording.com.